Joe Rogan blasts UPenn for allowing transgender swimmer to compete as woman. By Warner Todd Houston on January 18, 2022. Podcast host Joe Rogan took a shot at the University of Pennsylvania for allowing a transgender swimmer to compete against women and rehashed his criticism of transgender MMA fighters during an appearance on comedian Tim Dillon's podcast last week. Just over 3 minutes into the interview, the conversation on the Tim Dillon show drifted to Rogan's criticism about transgender MMA fighter Fallon Fox, who began fighting as a woman without disclosing that he was born male. Fox literally broke a female opponent's skull, and Rogan was disgusted that officials allowed Fox in the ring with women. Still, Rogan at least felt that MMA fighters had a choice over whether or not they wanted to fight Fox. Once you say you're trans and everybody says, okay, I'll fight her, fine, Rogan said, according to The Mirror. I'm fine with that. In fact, MMA is one of the best places for that because you know exactly who your opponent is. This, though, is not the same thing as Leah Thomas being forced on opponents and teammates alike on the University of Pennsylvania women's swim team, Rogan added. Unlike the swimmer, Leah Thomas, Rogan continued. The swimmer that's like lapping all these biological women, that's fucked because they don't have a choice, they have to compete. Rogan added that biological men have giant physical advantages over women. I don't think those advantages go away in 2 years of hormone treatment, he said. It's too much of an advantage. But if a woman is a biological woman who wants to compete against a transgender woman, I have zero problem with that. For his part, host Tim Dillon agreed with Rogan's stance and added that it isn't fair for natural women in sports if their opponent is a man who has lived for decades with testosterone pulsing through his system and changing the way his mind works. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.